Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from my desk here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. But actually, when you hear this, I will be in Washington, D.C. at Christians United for Israel. I'm leaving just after I make these broadcasts. I want to tell you why I'm in Washington, D.C., why I have had put my faith to my faith. It's because of the Word of God, the God-breathed Word of God. The God-breathed Word of God, and we know that it's God-breathed. We talked about that yesterday. You can read the scriptures, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 2 Peter 1:19 and 20, which speak of the prophetic word God wrote. Now, He has chosen, thank God for His Word on paper. Just think about it. People lived on this earth up until Moses at Mount Sinai received the written Word of God. They didn't have a written Word of God. Praise God, hallelujah, for the written Word. And the written Word of God, God has chosen that it should be from 1/2 to 2/3 prophetic. Many of the prophecies of Scripture have already come to pass. There was a prophecy that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, would come the first time, and He did. Now we have the prophecies that He'll come the second time, and He will. And we have the prophecies about the signs that will precede His coming, and Israel is the big sign. Now, we're looking at prophecy and that God has chosen to make His book 1/2 to 2/3 prophecy, and that He has chosen that this is the way we can know He's the real God, is that He tells us the end from the beginning. Now, I want to be familiar with what He said would happen during the time when I live. And folks, there are more occurrences of God's promise to Israel for the land in the Bible than there is any other promise. I challenge you to just go use your computer. It's easy these days. And see how many times that He promised this land forever to the Jews. Now, we're reading in chapter 41 of Isaiah. And when you come to the beginning of a scripture, find out who it is talking to. This scripture, which is often quoted to Christians, and of course we know that this does recognize and give a character of God, and he will always help you and deliver you, of course. But this is initially made to Israel, and it's made in light of the fact that they're going to be scattered. So, in verse 8 of chapter 41, Isaiah, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And of course, they were going to be scattered throughout all the earth. Isaiah prophesied that. And God said, I'll be with you. Trust me, even in the scattering. Now He's going to prophesy what's going to happen to those who are incensed against Israel. Verse 11, "Behold, all thee that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." Folks, people are striving with Israel right now. Iran is striving with Israel and saying, we're going to wipe you off the face of the map. Read Psalm 83 and see where they get that one, where it says, it prophesies there that these people, these nations, these very nations will be saying, let's destroy Israel, that the name of it will be taken from the earth forever. But God has prophesied not only that they will say that in Psalm 83, but He has also prophesied in many, many places what will happen to the nations that are against Israel. That's why I'm in Washington, D.C. this week. That's why I'm visiting our senators and our congresspeople, because I want the United States of America to be a sheep nation, to be blessed. Here we go back again to our scripture, Isaiah 41:11. "Behold, all thee that were incensed against thee," who's He talking to? Israel and Jacob. "They shall be confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish." Perish. Perish. "Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. O nations, O senators, O Congress people, we don't want to be a thing of naught, a thing of zero, the United States of America. God, raise this nation up. Oh, I'll tell you one day this week, I listened to a marvelous rendition of the story of the Star-Spangled Banner. I'll get that for you so you can go online and hear it. I so love our flag. I so love our nation. I love them so much. I'm in Israel pleading with them. Let's bless Israel, not just to have an absence of war in the area, but bless them according to the plan of God. God said the biggest sign that Jesus is coming is his bringing Israel home. Now, back to our scripture, and we'll look at Isaiah 41:11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Now, going on down to verse 22. Let them bring forth and show us what shall happen. The ones who were incensed against Israel. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods. The litmus test for being God, he threw it right in their faces, is revealing the things that shall come later in the latter days. God's the only one who can do it. I stick with his word. And I must know his word. I must know it. I must know his word concerning Israel intimately, because I'm living in the time when he brought them home. And he's done an amazing thing in my life. He spoke to me many years ago, and it seemed to me like audible. He said, I'm going to place you close to the Jews, so close they can know your love and see your power. And he has done it. My life has been amazing. If you knew me when I lived at 624 South 13th in Collinsville, Oklahoma, young mother with four children. Oh, to think, even now, we're going to be soon taking a trip to Israel to look at our property in Migdal. We're getting ready to go full force with that. That we would own property in the very area where my Lord walked on the Sea of Galilee. If you'd like to make that trip with us, give us a telephone call. It's going to be for those who are especially interested in supporting Migdal and the building of Migdal. Now, he says, bring those folks forth here who were incensed against you, and of course, I'm sure against their getting their land. Let them show the things that'll be hereafter, that we may know that they are God. Then he goes down to himself in verse 26. Who has declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say he is righteous? Yea, there's none that shows. There's none that declares. There's none. No one but him. He's the only one that can show us what happened. Now, we're going to chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect. Now he goes down to verse 5. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it, he that gives breath upon the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk within. He gives his credentials when he gives a prophecy. And his credentials are, he created it all. He gets to say what happens. He is the creator. Now, verse 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. We're speaking of the place of Bible prophecy. God tells us, before they happen, before they spring forth, the Creator tells us what's going to happen so that we can know he is the real God. Going now over to chapter 43. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. When he calls the people of Israel Jacob, he doesn't call them Abraham. He doesn't call them Isaac. He calls them Jacob when he's talking about the flesh Jews. Why? Abraham had another son, Ishmael, and then several other sons by Keturah. I think it was six. Isaac had another son, Esau. But Jacob had no other sons than the 12 tribes of Israel. So he calls them Jacob. And we always want to know that who a scripture is addressed to. This one is addressed to, we'll see, we'll read here, chapter 43. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. I am Jehovah your God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Now, yes, God will always deliver us. He will always help us. But he's talking here to Jacob and Israel, to whom the prophet Isaiah prophesies that you're going to be scattered. He's one of the prophets before the destruction of the first temple. And so God says, fear not, I am with thee. I will bring, this is verse 5. Fear not, I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Behold, my sons from far, bring them home. My daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. Israel is created for the glory of God. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Who are these people that have eyes? They don't see, ears, they don't hear. Verse 9 tells us the nations. Let all the nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. And then he says, you, verse 10, are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Verse 12, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver you out of my hands. I will work, and who shall let it? The Hebrew says, who can hinder it? He's bringing the Jews home, and who can hinder it? And he claims that they are his witnesses. He's God. Now, we're making three books because you must know Israel in the Plan of God. Three books available to you this week. Israel in the Plan of God by David Barron. Zechariah by David Barron. And The Mountains of Israel, which tell to you that the West Bank, what it really is in Scripture, and how dangerous it would be to give it up, anti-God's plan. But we're making all three books available to you for $40. You can buy just one of them if you want. You can get Zechariah for $20. You can get The Mountains of Israel for $8, and Israel and the Plan of God for $15. Or all three for 40. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.